World's longest hockey game lasts 252 hours. After 10 straight days, the world's longest hockey game came to an end in Canada. It was played with a goal of raising $1.5 million to support life-saving cancer research at the University of Alberta and wrapped up in the wee hours on a Monday, going far beyond their cancer research fundraising goal and setting a second for the longest hockey game ever played. As celebratory fireworks went off to mark the end of the 10-day feat, Brent Sake, the organizer of the game, said that he was very proud of the people that rallied around and did everything that was necessary to make this happen. With strict COVID-19 protocols in place, this year's game looked and felt much different than past years. In previous years, the hockey fundraiser welcomed hundreds of fans to the site to cheer on players. This year, there was a drive-through area to watch the game from, but spectators were not allowed to get out. There were also far fewer volunteers on site to keep the game and players going. "It's a bit of a skeleton crew this year. I always thank 800 volunteers after every game. This time, I'm thanking 10, and it's unbelievable," he added. "It's unbelievable what a small little force can do." Much of the game was played with an extreme cold warning in place. Temperatures dipped below minus 40 degrees without the wind chill. The conditions even led to frostbite. The extreme cold even caused pucks to freeze and break in half from shots. One night, the crew lost upwards of 50 pucks to the elements. There were some challenges. "When it was minus 45 out here and 40 km/h winds, we weren't going that fast. But you know what? Nobody ever gave up. We rallied together," one of the participants, a firefighter, said after the game ended. He dedicated his game to first responders going through their own battles. "I came out here to play for every brother and sister in the fire service that's struggling with cancer." He described the game as an emotional roller coaster, but said everyone involved was an absolute warrior. "But still, nothing compared to what these cancer patients are going through," he said. "It doesn't matter what the score was in the game. We came here with one goal, and that was to help cure cancer, and we're well on our way." Many of this year's 40 players were taking part in the game for the first time. The organizer said it was incredible to see everyone come together for the common goal. "The troops were unreal. A lot being new people had no idea what they're getting involved in. They listened and took every piece of advice that was needed. Everything that they did was perfect," he said. "I'm so proud of the players and volunteers," he continued. "I'm very happy that I can say, go home to your family safely. They did a great job of respecting things we had to respect." The final score of the game was 2,649 for Team Hope in red to 2,528 for Team Cure in white. Those who took part say they're looking forward to the next rendition of the world's longest hockey game, when families and fans are welcomed back to the site.